WKXWHD, a Town Square Media station. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. Last summer, during a youth baseball game in New Jersey, a parent coach became enraged by some of the ball strike calls and attacked the 72-year-old umpire, sending him to the hospital with a concussion and a broken jaw. A proposed measure is designed to prevent this kind of violent outburst. It could soon become law and result in jail time for offenders.
Assemblyman Raj Mukherjee is sponsoring a bill that would upgrade the penalty for attacking and injuring an umpire, coach, referee, or any other sports official at a kid's game to aggravated assault, punishable by 5 years in prison and a $15,000 fine. He says this kind of behavior is simply not acceptable.
When you're attacking someone in front of children that we're supposed to be role models for, that's offensive to an extra degree.
I can understand somebody being upset by a bad call, says Mukherjee, but that does not give you the right to go berserk and assault somebody. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The shortage of judges in New Jersey has now gotten so bad, civil and divorce trials are being suspended in six New Jersey counties, and Chief Justice Stuart Rabner warns other parts of the state may follow. Cumberland, Gloucester, Hunterdon, Salem, Somerset, Warren courts will only have a very limited number of non-criminal trials. The judge shortage has been worsening in recent years. Rabner again asking Governor Murphy and the legislature to appoint and confirm more judges immediately. It is an event called Hiring Our Heroes. It's a military spouse hiring event. It'll be at Joint Base McGuire tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. 21% of military spouses are unemployed. Events manager Jacob Coombs says a lot goes into that number, mainly the portability of jobs.
So whenever we're moving from installation to installation, assignment to assignment, oftentimes the job that they might have at one installation, one location, they can't take with them whenever the family moves to a new location.
To help, there'll be an education piece for those employers that do tap into that community, talking about the importance of hiring from the military spouses. New Jersey 101.5 News, time 6:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next.
Heading out tonight? Take us with you. Fast traffic, instant weather, Jersey news, and Jersey views. It's all here. Weeknights on New Jersey 101.5.
Now, New Jersey 101.5, fast traffic.
On the turnpike, I'm seeing delays forming northbound side in the car lanes just north of exit 9. Not sure what that is, but it's certainly very heavy in the car lanes. Truck lanes are better there between exits 9 and exit 10. Garden State Parkway looks good. North of exit 63 and 287 is looking good. Top to bottom, the Hudson River crossings leaving New Jersey all building up with minor delays so far. Bob Williams, New Jersey Traffic North.
Jill Myra, New Jersey Traffic South. The Turnpike has some roadworks still set up in the area of the Walt Whitman Service area, and we have 70 with roadwork that continues. Cherry Hill to Pennsauken. The fog is pretty thick for poor visibility this morning. Be careful. New Jersey Fast Traffic sponsored by our happy place and my happy place, yours too. Parks Casino and Sportsbook, the all-new Bet Parks app. Odds, bets, slots, games, they all come together right in your pocket. Sportsbook and casino in one app. Go to betparks.com. It's the only app I recommend. You must be 21 in New Jersey or Pennsylvania. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 6:18 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 6:05. Price of everything seems to be on the rise, but a couple of Super Bowl party staples are actually cheaper now than they were a year ago, so you won't have to break the bank to host a gathering for the big game this weekend.
It's a coin flip. Do you deal with the headache of preparing the food so you can save some money, or put out more cash to have it all ready for you and your guests? Local caterers and supermarkets have trays of buffalo wings at around $60. You can spend less than half that amount on bagged frozen wings, a 3-foot sub, another $50 to $60 purchase. Cheaper if you grab the rolls, meat, and cheese and let folks make their own. The price of beer has gone up over the past year, soft drinks as well. To save some money, you could skip the name brands for soda, chips, and other menu items. In Monmouth County, Dean Alfalamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 6:06. We're going to get an update on this warm weather with Dan next.
All Jersey, all the time.
I don't change my radio from 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.
The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
Now New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
We start off your Wednesday morning with clouds and mist and fog and one shower over Cape May County only right now. But by mid to late morning, we're going to clear quickly to sunshine. It'll be a bright, partly sunny afternoon, breezy at times, and back to the mild side today. Highs in the lower to mid 50s this afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid 30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the 50s. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow afternoon. And Friday, still pretty warm, mid 50s. Sun and clouds and dry. Wind may get a little bit gusty on Friday, too. New Jersey weather made possible by Ray Catena Auto Group. You know you've made the right decision when you choose a Porsche. Certified pre-owned vehicle from Ray Catena Porsche. Not only does it meet the exacting standards set by Porsche, it has to meet the high standards set by Ray Catena. When choosing a certified pre-owned Porsche, choose Ray Catena Porsche in Edison.
Bradley Beach, 39. Madison is 30. Jamesburg is 35. Download our free app, sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts. We'll send it to your phone, and you can customize it for your neighborhood. To stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.